Today, we're talking about casting a book. It's something I love to do, and when I was a teacher, it was a fun activity that I had the students do, which is like, we've just read Frankenstein, how would you cast it? And the students always talked about people I'd never heard of. I'd never heard of their actors, which is fine. So we're going to talk about casting for the book James. It was a Pulitzer Prize winner last year. Everybody's book club read it, and Steven Spielberg's production company has bought it. And it's rumored that Taika Waititi, the director of Jojo Rabbit and What We Do in the Shadows and Thor Ragnarok, is attached as a director. Now, if I'm thinking about what kind of films and what kind of tone Waititi goes for, there's going to be some interesting choices. If you don't know what James is about, it's a retelling of Huck Finn from the perspective of the character Jim, who was, if you remember, a runaway slave, and Huck wants to run away, and their paths converge, and then Jim and Huck have to take care of each other as they move through slave states. It's a story of their relationship. James is, of course, told from the perspective of Jim, and there are all kinds of fascinating things about this tale. Jim has been reading the library of Judge Thatcher, and he's become incredibly learned, but he always has to hide his abilities in front of white people so that he's not hurt or that his family isn't hurt. It's a great reworking of the Huck Finn material, and I really recommend it, and we're going to cast it. So first of all, the character of Jim. I have two recommends for this. One is Daniel Kaluuya, who has been in Get Out, Nope, Judas and the Black Messiah. He's been great in all of those films. We're drawn to him because he's an earnest person trying to do the best he can in the world. But I think he might be a little too old. I know he's like only 37 years old, but based on what I know about slavery under the South, 37 is pretty old in that time. So I'd actually go with someone like Aaron Pierre, who is only 30 years old, and he was in the Underground Railroad series adapted from the book by Colson Whitehead. So what you're going to notice here is we have a number of white characters that we have to cast, and white characters that in the original novel, we understood them to be moral people. And in this book, that shifts just slightly. We see that they are in fact sincere, but their sincerity lies within that hierarchy of white people will always be better than black people. And so we want actors who can play satire, who can play comedy, because I think with this director, what we're gonna see is some real mocking of the white characters. So Miss Watson, Melanie Lynskey, she can do that. Amy Adams for Widow Douglas. And then there's The King and the Duke. If you remember the book at all, the original book or this one, these are two shysters who end up taking Jim and Huck in and really putting them into a lot of danger because they're just out to get what they can out of everybody. So I would have those two characters played by Robert Downey Jr. and Will Ferrell. So we have kind of like the sophisticated urbane, and we also have kind of the regular guy yodel. And I think they'd play off each other really nicely. One of the things that I think is important here is the Judge Thatcher character. Again, in the original Huck Finn, he plays this very paternal, upright, moral figure, and that's going to be questioned to some degree here in the James novel. So I feel like we should say a few things about casting generally. You've probably sat in a movie and, especially with something that's adapted from source material that you really love, thought, why did they pick this guy? Or even thought, oh, I love that they picked this guy. When you cast, you're not only picking someone who physically, that's kind of the first thing, physically looks like the character, you're picking someone who, for the audience, is associated with the values and the characteristics of that character. And that is the result of all the other things that they've done. And it also might be the result of what audiences know about this person's private life, right? Sometimes people say, well, this person always plays the same kind of character. Yeah, she does, because we as an audience can read that character really easily because it's Julia Roberts playing her. And we know what Julia Roberts means. Like, Julia Roberts we interpret. Whether or not that's Julia Roberts the real person or not matters not at all. It's who Julia Roberts is and what other roles she's embodied. Same thing with like George Clooney or Harrison Ford. They always play the same character. Yeah, because they've become associated with a persona and we interpret that every single time. It's always fun when an actor turns something on its head. If you're my age, you know that this happened with Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant, at the beginning of his career, was playing a lot of foppish love interests in either historical dramas or he was in rom-coms, and he was always kind of the nice guy, but he's kind of soft. And then About a Boy came out and he plays like this total, I mean, he's like a hound dog, right? He's like picking up women, sleeping with them, and he's no longer the nice guy. He's someone who thinks too highly of himself and cares little about anyone else. So that was this nice inversion. And then, of course, 2 years ago, he came out with Heretic, and he's completely putting all of that stuff aside and saying, yeah, you know me as a nice guy, but actually I have this darker side that I can bring forth. And so that is really exciting. Another place that this happened, I thought, that worked really well is with Emma Stone in The Favorite. Emma Stone, before The Favorite, played tons and tons and tons of rom-com leads. She's the good girl, she's funny, she's a little klutzy, she's thoughtful, she just wants people to take her seriously. And then in The Favorite, she seems to be that. And then we reach this moment where everything switches and we realize actually she's a strategist and she has done a lot to get where she is, and she's going to use everyone she can for whatever she can so she can get where she wants to go. And that was just kind of thrilling to sit through and watch that change happen. So casting is a really sort of psychological experiment with the audience. One of the things that I think is important here is the Judge Thatcher character. Again, in the original Huck Finn, he plays this very paternal, upright, moral figure, and that's going to be questioned to some degree here in the James novel. So I feel like we should cast Paul Giamatti, because within the American consciousness, Paul Giamatti played John Adams in a HBO John Adams adaptation of the books by the same author who did Hamilton. Anyway, not a musical. But Paul Giamatti and the American consciousness, if we put him in like period clothing, he represents goodness and stalwartness and patriotism. And we're going to just play with that a little bit by having him embody this current idea of Judge Thatcher. As I said, James is really well read. And so there's Voltaire in this novel. I think Voltaire should be played by Brendan Fraser. There's also John Locke, who I think should be played by Jack Black. And then there is the character Kunigund, who is a character from Candide who shows up. That person should be played by Storm Reid, but like 10 years ago. And Storm Reid should also play Sammy. Sammy is a young slave that Jim runs into, and he tries to help her escape the plantation that she lives on. And I think it would be really interesting if Kunigan and Sammy were played by the same person, and as I said, Storm Reid from 10 years ago. There's also a character named Norman who becomes a good friend to Jim as they're journeying, and he meets Norman when he gets taken in by this group of minstrel singers. They're white singers dressed up like black people singing on plantations. And this group, from what I understand, really existed. And Norman is a black man passing as a white man who then is dressed up like a black man. That character should be played by Jeffrey Wright. Most people know him probably from Westworld, but he's also known for American Fiction, which is fantastic, and the recent Spike Lee Highest to Lowest. And the man who leads those Virginia minstrels is a real historical figure. His name is Daniel Decatur Emmett, and he thinks of himself as someone who believes in abolitionism, and he believes that he's on the side of the slave, and come to find out, not really. That should be played by Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon, I love. He has been in Take Shelter, that's an excellent film by him. Knives Out, Bullet Train, Shape of Water. He is one of the best current American actors out there. And he has the ability to play really sincere, but also slightly on the edge of disaster, right? And this brings us to who should play Huck Finn. I have no idea. This is a pivotal role. It has to be a young person, like 12, 13-year-old. It has to be someone who is smart, but not educated, who is innocent, but coming to understand how the world works, how his world works, who likes Jim, but also has to like battle with his own attitudes of racism. And he has to be biracial. Spoiler alert, I don't know who that would be. If we were gonna pick a white actor, I would probably pick Roman Griffin Davis, who was in Jojo Rabbit, played the main character in Jojo Rabbit, and has already worked with Waititi. But if I could have anybody at all, I would probably pick Bodie Dell from Abbott Elementary. So, James, go read the novel, get ready for the new movie. I think that movie might be out in 2027. It's a good one. Thanks.